Our next guest on Downtown was a familiar face on News Center Maine for a number of years, still the only woman to be named Maine Sportscaster of the Year. And after some time away, she is back home on WMTW Channel 8. We are so happy to be joined by our friend Jessica Gagne. Jessica, so nice to hear from you.
And Rich, it's so great to be back. Long time, a big fan of you and the show, of course. And, you know, winning that sports award comes in the footsteps of greats before me, like you, who won that award. So it's just great to be back and great to be home. And great to be talking to some familiar faces and some friends that I've missed for a while.
Well, I see that you're doing the radio tour. Everybody wanted to hear from you, right?
Surprisingly, yeah. Well, it's just funny. You know, you're in this business for long enough. You make friends in all types of different media, TV, print, radio. So I have a lot of friends that I wanted to catch up with, and they wanted to catch up with me. So it's been great doing the tour. I got some more lined up for tomorrow and Wednesday. So if you weren't sick of seeing me on commercials on TV, you're going to get sick of seeing me on the radio soon, I think.
So how many years ago is it that you left News Center? Because it all flies by for me.
It really does. And COVID sort of, I think, made everything just fade for people. The years, you just stop counting. I actually left in 2020, so it's been about 3.5 years since I've been off air, which seems crazy to me because it went by in such an instant. I decided to sort of just take a pause and kind of evaluate and think like, hey, you know, what do I want to do? And my husband got a great job offer in Boston. So that's where we moved. We were in the city for that time. And I pursued my master's degree. I'm almost finished getting my MBA at Babson College. So that's been a great adventure. And I had a son. I started a family while we were there too. I have a 2-year-old boy now named Teddy. And we just knew raising him, we wanted to raise him in Maine. We love Maine so much. This is home. Family's here. So we decided, you know, a few months ago, we were ready to make the move back. And WMTW had an amazing opportunity available for a morning news anchor. And I was so excited about it. And I'm glad they were excited to have me. So that's where I am. That's the life update, of the past 3 years.
That's fantastic. Well, how is motherhood so far? It's a pretty awesome thing, I'm told.
It is amazing. I am so thankful and so blessed every day that I get to hang with my son. And as I just mentioned, I'm doing the morning shift on WMTW, which I know, in the Bangor area, you don't get it, but we do have an app. So you can tune in every morning if you stream, get your iPhone or get your iPad out and see me. And the schedule, I'm on TV from 4:30 to 7. So I get out of work shortly after that. So it's a great mom schedule. I get to hang with my son for majority of the hours that he's awake. I just have to get up in the middle of the night when he's not awake to head to work. But, you know, it's worth it to be able to spend that time with him, because just watching him grow is amazing. And I feel so lucky to be his mom.
I miss, man, my guy, I was telling you before we came on, my guy is 9, closing in quickly on 10. That 2, 3, 4, my gosh, those are fun years.
They sure are. I mean, we were out with the little Tykes T-ball today. He's hitting the ball, you know, for the first time and attempting to throw it. And it's like, oh my gosh, everything is just so cute. And, you know, mamas and dadas that are flying around all the time. And he has just as much energy as I do. It must be in the gene pool somewhere, because he is the Energizer Bunny. He's nonstop.
That's fantastic. So now what came first? What was the chicken? What was the egg? Had you guys decided you might like to come back to Maine? Or did you see the opening at MTW first?
You know, that is a great question. I think really we knew we wanted to come back at some point, but it wasn't, you know, a rush. We were kind of thinking, hey, you know, Teddy's still young. We want to be back for when he's sort of in school age at least. But I did see this opening and I talked to the news director, Amy Beveridge, who actually happens to be a Biddeford native as well. I grew up in Biddeford. She is from Biddeford too. So I contacted her and said, hey, what are you looking for? What are you thinking about? And she said, well, we have this opportunity. It's pretty good timing. So I think it puts a little bit of a, you know, kicked us into gear. And my husband thankfully can work remotely. So we had that opportunity. You know, he didn't have to switch jobs too. So it was all really just perfect timing and a great opportunity to join, you know, just an awesome team that's doing great things in the morning. A lot of them from Maine as well too. So they really care about the state. They care about telling local stories. So it's just a great opportunity. I jumped, right? When opportunity knocks, you answer.
There you go. So speaking of Biddeford, now, I haven't been through in a while. Have they put the sign up yet as you enter town that says, you know, birthplace of Jessica Gagne? I would think it would be there.
I think I have to compete with Brian Dumoulin first for that, sign. Maybe if I get on the Stanley Cup, they'll give it to me. But a lot of very deserving people from Biddeford, too. But I know it'd be, I get the welcome wagon when I go home, which is just great. You know, everybody's super nice. The mayor of the town was my teacher in high school. You know, it's just, it's still very small town. So homey to go back there. So it's nice. And I really feel that way about the whole state, really. I mean, I was, you know, before I left, I was on air for about 8 years. And really, it was just, you know, especially in sports, being a woman in sports, it was just so nice to have the encouragement of Mainers behind me. And I really always felt like they were encouraging me. They were supporting me. You know, I never really got any negativity, which can happen a lot, especially as a female in sports broadcasting. I really always got encouragement. Like, you're from here. We want to see you do great. We want to give you help. I had people calling in scores all the time to make sure I got them right. And it was just, you know, Maine is such a tight-knit community, no matter what town you're from. So I loved the time I got to spend in Bangor. You know, I was there for a year and a half, which was great, covering all local sports and UMaine hockey, and then a lot of time in my home area in York County and Cumberland County too. So just so nice to be home.
Absolutely. Jessica Gagne with us here on Downtown. And speaking of women in sports media, as we mentioned, you're not only the only woman, the first woman, but the only woman in Maine to be named right. Maine Sportscaster of the Year. Kudos, by the way, to News Center, because they hired you for that position. Melissa Kim had done it here in Bangor as well. But by and large, women seem to be absent from the sports media journey here in the state of Maine. And still the numbers aren't great nationwide. Is it getting any better for women?
You know, I think it's getting better for women in general. I think, you know, in Maine and in broadcast, you know, this is happening countrywide too, so it's not in Maine. You've seen a little bit of a dwindling of coverage of local sports on television. And so I think, you know, that's just not how, there aren't really a lot of available jobs for people in sports broadcasting in Maine as it is. One thing I really, really loved about joining WMTW is that Travis Lee's been there forever and the station is so supportive of local sports. They, you know, are doubling down when other people are cutting jobs and cutting coverage. They're one-upping it. And I know it just means so much because when I was growing up, you know, in Biddeford, we'd go to the football game, then we'd go home and we'd watch the highlights. And that meant so much to see, you know, our team win and our friends be, you know, honored in that sort of way. And, you know, WMTW is keeping that up. And I know there are a lot of, you know, local broadcasters in the Bangor area too that are working hard to keep that up because it's just so important. Because, you know, once that goes, the jobs go and the opportunities go and the, you know, the chance for a woman in Maine to, you know, break into sports and do what she wants to do is slimmer because there are just fewer opportunities there. But I think, you know, if you have the dream, go for it. And I was lucky enough to be able to do it in my home state. Like I said, I had the support of people here and there's still a lot of barriers to be broken, you know, for women in the sports industry, I think. And it can really start locally for anybody who's interested in wanting to pursue it. So they just have to have good connections like you, Rich, and helping hands along the way.
So other than the hours, what's the biggest challenge? What time do you have to get up to be on the air at 4:30?
Oh, do you want me to be honest?
Yes, yes.
2:15, but I'm trying to push it a little bit later. But 2:15 is when the alarm clock's going off. But anybody who has kids knows you're pretty much up periodically in the night anyway, at all hours. You never know. So sometimes it's a little rough, but I've gotten used to it, you know, so far. And again, I get out pretty early so I can spend time with my son. So it's worth it for me. Other big change, nothing. It's kind of like riding a bike. You know, it's a new team, which is great. And I was a little nervous coming in, and I'm like, the team? But I feel like I've sort of fit in like a glove. I'm with Christina Frank and Ted McInerney in the morning, and they are awesome people. We're all kind of at the same stage of life where we have, you know, young kids to four, you know, right in the toddler sort of preschool area, so we can commiserate about, you know, things, and we're a tight-knit team already, and it's only been, gosh, 6 days since I've been on air, so you know, that was a change, but an awesome one, and I just am really thankful that I've, you know, fit in kind of seamlessly, and it's been a little bit like riding a bike. There are things to learn, you know, a new station too, so things to get under my belt, but so far I think it's been great, and so far so good, and hopefully it just keeps going that way.
Well, I'm sure it will. Well, that's what they don't tell you until you become a parent, is that you will never have a night of deep sleep for the next 18 years. So you're always right on the edge there.
Even then, too, I know people who have kids in college and they're like, yeah, I'm just checking on social media to see if they're home from the party yet. You know, it's it's a lifelong thing, I think, once you have kids. You're always up, you're always worrying, you're always wanting the best for them. So I said bye-bye to sleep when I had him, and, you know, just we power through. We make it happen.
Now, what's Teddy like to do? Is he into sports? Is he like music? Is he doing a little song and dance? Magic tricks? What's his thing?
Oh, my gosh. He loves dancing. Yes. He actually likes millennial music because maybe that's what I'm playing in the house all day. So one of his favorite songs is Pop by NSYNC, and we just dance all the time. And he does love when we were out playing with the little Tyke ski ball a set this morning. He got it for his second birthday, which just happened over the weekend. So loving sports. He likes dinosaurs, trucks. We go just walk around town and look at construction trucks a lot. He loves to do that. And just very active. He likes to run in circles. Just get that energy out. So he definitely keeps me on my toes. And he's funny, too. He's just got a good belly laugh and makes me laugh all the time. So
that's fantastic.
Very lucky.
Well, Jessica, it's so good to have you back on the airwaves here in the state of Maine. I've told you before, I think you're one of the most talented broadcasters that's ever come through here in the state of Maine, and it's so glad to have you back home for our sake, but also for yours and your family.
Of course, and that's such high praise coming from you, Rich. You're a legend in the area. I really appreciate it. And like I said, you know, WMTW, you don't get it and you're listening, download the app because it's really easy to stream and you can check out some of the things happening, you know, in Southern Maine, too. And I hope you guys will check us out.
I'll do that if I don't have to get up at 4:30. Can I join the show in progress?
I'm on until 7, and then I think you might be able to get the recordings on your streaming service if you stream. So watch it at 9 like my mom does.
I can do 6. That's okay, but 4:30 still hurts a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Every day it hurts.
Jessica, thank you so much. It's great to talk with you again, and we'll visit with you once again before too long, I'm sure.
Sounds great, Rich. Have a good one. Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you. You too. That's Jessica Gagne, WMTW.